Hey, it's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM, and it's time for my second guest for the show. It's all about the Billericay Art Trail. Now, the Billericay Art Trail showcases the talents of local artists and promotes local businesses by encouraging people to visit the wide variety of shops, cafes, restaurants, pubs, churches, and other community venues to view a wide variety of art throughout the trail. This year's trail runs from next Friday, the 7th, to the 22nd of September. And here to tell us all about it is Jo Adshead. Welcome, Jo.
Hi.
Hello. A very busy lady at the moment, I understand.
Yeah, extremely busy. As soon as I finish here, I'm back to the grindstone.
Right, okay. It must take a lot of organising setting something like this up. Do you get any help with it?
Yeah, I have a lot of help. We have there's a small committee with a few number of key members, but we have different tasks. So I have somebody who looks after the website, and I have somebody that talks to venues and sponsors. So we all do different things, and we all pull it together. But as the overall project manager, it's just a matter of lots of detailed planning at the moment, but we're nearly there.
An awful lot of work setting it up.
We kind of start in January, really.
Really, yeah.
And then it ramps up.
Well, give us an example of the kind of things that you have to do to get this thing going. I mean, what were you doing this morning, for example?
Do you know what? Mine's just gone blank. What did I do this morning? I have no idea. Well, actually, no, I got up and updated my project plan this morning. I kind of do that every day. And it's actually getting longer at the moment, which is a bit worrying.
Oh, dear, right.
It's all that detail.
And you've just got your the leaflets from the printers.
We got the leaflets this morning. Yeah. Very happy with those. We will start putting those out in venues and major locations in the high street. It's on our website. You can download it. But they'll be available all around the high street, you know, very shortly.
Okay. So why have an art trail in Billericay?
Why have an art trail? Basically, there is really nowhere in Billericay for artists to actually share their work with the public.
Okay.
And we're not necessarily talking about professional artists. We're talking about really, some very skilled amateurs. And this year, actually, we've got everybody from A-level students going through to university students to really good amateurs to professionals, a whole range. And everything you can think of, from sculpture to tapestries to pottery, every type of art you can think of all throughout the high street.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got a wide variety of artists exhibiting then?
I have 64 artists.
Wow.
And on top of that, there are additional things, like we've got one of the infant school art groups are doing some handmade sculptures. We really try to involve every age group. So we go into schools. Once the art trail has set up and we've set the questions, we've got an I Spy trail aimed at infant school kids. So we go into infant schools, we tell them about it, and if they do our little I Spy quiz and they drag their parents down the high street to answer the questions, they then get an I Did the Art Trail badge and a certificate, and one of them from each school will win an original picture from one of the artists.
Wonderful.
So they all get really excited.
Yeah.
So that's like the youngest group, and then we have a lot of activities going on to try and involve people and get them interested in something arty.
Yeah, well, tell us about some of those. You've got a Portrait Artist of the Year competition.
We have,
haven't you?
We started this last year. It was the most popular thing we did in the whole trail.
Really?
So it takes up a whole Saturday in the middle on the 15th. So we've actually got 10 artists going to paint 2 live models.
Wow.
And they have about 4 hours to do a complete painting. And we'll also do time-lapse photography, which goes on the website.
Oh, great.
So then at the end, within a minute, you can see how a whole portrait is completed. So it's in St. Mary Magdalene Church in the High Street. There's also going to be a major art exhibition in there, and the kids, we're bringing them in doing the art trail, and we have a pop-up cafe, so it will be absolutely heaving on that Saturday.
Right.
Really good. People absolutely loved that last year.
Yeah, sounds good. And you've got some live music as well on that Saturday, haven't you?
The first Saturday we have music from the Superior Brass, New Orleans Brass Band, and they are really worth coming to see. They will be there all morning. That's going to be accompanied by a beer tasting, so we're kind of hoping it's not going to pour with rain. Weather at the moment, touch wood, looks okay.
Yeah.
And actually, there's also a church market going on that first Saturday, so there's a lot to do.
Oh, okay.
And then just across the road in the reading rooms, we have what we call our virtual reality 3D painting experience.
Yes, tell me more about this.
Imagine the holodeck on Star Trek.
Right, okay.
So you put your helmet on and you're transported and you have a little handset and you can paint in 3D. So you might draw a tree.
Okay.
and then you can walk around it. It is exceedingly weird.
Amazing.
We kind of put that in last year, hoping we'd attract the teens.
Yeah.
So because you know, like art and technology, but actually every single age group loved it.
So in the real world, you're not actually painting on anything.
You think you are.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can see it. But what you actually do in your headset and what you can see is then, I'm not sure how it works, but you can see it on a television screen.
Sure. Okay.
So spectators can watch you go in there and make amazing shapes and things. And I have to say, the youngsters take to it like a duck to water.
Yeah.
It is exceedingly weird because, I mean, I draw, but trying to think how you do it in 3D is really difficult, but it's fun.
I've got to come and watch that, I think, yeah. You've got a lot of free children's art and craft activities. Can you tell us something about those?
Yeah. Well, the Billericay Art Trail is really a very community-based trail. We do try to get people involved. So for every Saturday, the first two are in the library in the morning, and the third Saturday is actually a whole day's activity in the WI Hall in Billericay. And we've got kids' craft, for probably 3 years upward to about 9, 10, 11. It depends really what they want to do. But we've got painting. We've got our famous return of the famous milk bottle elephants.
Ah, yes.
Which are actually, we wanted to do something different. So we came up with tortoises and turtles.
Okay.
But in chopping the milk bottle up to make it, it makes an automatic elephant. So we have elephants as well.
Okay. So the turtles are made out of milk bottles.
They're all made out of milk bottles. Yep. You colour them in with Sharpie pens and you would be amazed what you can create.
Yeah.
So I have, we call them Milky Fans.
Okay.
And I have a whole herd waiting, ready.
Excellent stuff. Now, there's going to be art in and around Billericay High Street, on show in businesses and shops throughout the trail. This is a win-win for everybody, really, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah? The people that run the shop say they get increased footfall going in during the trail. So people go in to see the art and then they might decide to stay, go to a cafe, go to the pub, or they might decide to buy something. Or certainly introduces people to Billericay. We've had people coming from Chelmsford said they'd never been here and they'll be back. They really liked it.
Because the Billericay Art Trail is part of a sort of Essex-wide
indeed,
scheme, isn't it? Can you tell us about that?
Yep, the Essex Summer of Art comes under Essex County Council. Yeah. There are 14 art trails this year, but on top of that, there are lots of what they call open studios where you can go and go into an artist studio for the weekend and see what they do.
Okay.
They have their own brochure, which we appear in. It's available on the website, but it's also in the library. All public spaces will have these brochures as well. So it's really, it's partly, they back this because they're trying to attract people to come into Essex as tourists, just to build footfall and to help the economy.
Yeah, great scheme. Okay, now I know you've got a number of sponsors and supporters, and maybe you'd like to tell us a bit about some of them. This is always difficult because there's always a danger you might leave someone out, I know, but can you tell us something about some of your supporters and sponsors?
Yeah, I have to say we are extremely grateful to our sponsors, because if it wasn't for the influx of cash from these people, which enable us to buy things for the trail, it would be much more difficult
Absolutely.
For us to do this because everything that we do is free to the public.
Yes.
And everything we do is voluntary. So you can imagine that apart from a few entry fees for people to enter the portrait competition and to actually be part of the trail, we don't get any money. There is no funding.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have the kids' badges have been sponsored by the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower. The virtual reality event is sponsored by the Round Table. Obviously, we have to hire kit and we have to pay insurance. We have to hire rooms. The Kids Art and Craft has been organised by sponsored by the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower, which is slightly different.
Yeah.
The Lions are sponsoring our Have a Go Day, where we're hoping that people will come in and try something arty that they've never done before. So the idea with that is there's a lot of kids stuff going on and all day.
Yeah.
So they can dump their kids. The kids can go and play with clay, they can make elephants, and then the parents can have a cup of coffee and some cake, and they might like to watch a demo, or they can have a go at painting, or beading, or crochet, lace making. Have a look at Tiffany Stained Glass. So all these things are going on to try and get everybody involved.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have missed out people that are really important. There are lots and lots of sponsors.
Well, they're all...
So I do apologise if I haven't mentioned you.
Yeah, they're all in the in your leaflet, aren't
they're all,
they?
Yeah, so, and yeah. All the sponsors are mentioned in the leaflet, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, what a great community event. Thank you, Joe. The Billericay Art Trail begins next Friday, the 7th of September, and runs through to the 22nd of September. Where can people find out more, Joe? They can download your brochure, can't they?
The brochure is available on the website.
Yeah.
That's billericayarttrail.org.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page. If people like that, which is Billericay Art Trail,
yeah.
They will get all the information about all the events that are coming up. And we have a Twitter page, Twitter as well. It's at Billericay Art. So it's all basically the same. Just remember Billericay Art Trail. You'll search for it, yep. You can find it.
Yeah, brilliant. And I'm sure you'll be in the thick of it all week long, won't you?
I think I'll be in the thick of this until it all wraps up on the 23rd. And then I'm going on holiday.
Well, good for you. Well, thanks again, Joe. I hope it's a great success. And I'll certainly be along at some point to see what's on offer. So thanks for talking to us today.
Pleasure.